Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, still at the Taormina Film Festival. We have as our guest today Peter Utrepet, director of In Your Dreams. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Angelo.
Well, I was trying preparing your interview to come up with a synopsis of your film, and I couldn't. So, because it was getting far too complex for me. So, I'm asking you just to tell us briefly what the film is about.
The film is a kind of coming-of-age story. The story is about a 16-year-old girl, Laura, about her first emotional crash with the boys. And it's special because her life has a background of the parkour, this kind of sport, or how to say it, this activity. It's usual sport for the men, for the boys, and they are practicing it a lot. We have a girl in the middle of them who want to try to be with them, and there is also a parallel her dream world, which is also in the story. So,
well, you did it much better than what I ever did, so it's okay. But parkour is kind of a religion, a statement too for these kids, isn't it? And is this this much common in Czechoslovakia?
It's starting to be. A lot of people are start, especially kids are starting to practice it, and they like a video. They like to be shown in their own small videos, and we discover this this community. And when they start to trust us mutually, yes, it was the start of the film. Yeah, because we want to do the film as much authentic it can be. So done. So the main actress and actors are parkourists, yeah. Tracers, and yes, it's done. Yeah. It's.
But what brought you to this subject? What was it that fascinated you about parkour? Because it's weird, you know, having a film about parkour, like a narrative one. Because we saw many of documentaries, but a narrative one is one of a kind.
I have to say, at the first stage of the script writing, there was no parkour. It was a really tiny story about this girl, about her inner secrets and world. But we felt we need some more extraordinary background for her life, more active, more colorful, and we would like to make a film which is physical at the end. So we discover parkour later, and when we go deeply through the to the community, we discover a lot of next parallel lines and use it in our film.
How did you work to get you accepted by the parkour community? Because you just said that it was once they trusted you. So I think that very beginning they did not trust you that much, probably because they didn't know you. Which kind of means did you use to get into their soul in order to help you out?
Yeah, parkour is non-competitive activity, and they are really independent, and they like to care about themselves. So it's really closed community at the end, and they don't like to be used like for some commercial way. And when they discover and wrote a script, and I found one of the best Czech parkourists, Tomáš Taran, who helped me to go more deeply to the community. It started to work, and I travel a lot because they organizing summer camps. And it was fascinating for me because they initiate really young, small boys, about 10, 12 years, to start with this activity, really independently. And it's a world which is amazing now when the kids especially don't know what they can, and they can do everything, but nothing with this freedom. You know. So it was a start, yeah. But there was no girl around the parkour, so it was another challenge to find.
And how did you find her?
We were incredibly lucky at the end, because we try to teach actresses parkour. It wasn't so good. And we saw so many gymnasts, girls around the parkour, but not practicing parkour. And at the end, this Laura, Barbora Štikarová, she put her small video on the YouTube because she made a judo before and football with the boys and make some somersault, some falls, big jumps. And some boys saw her and asked her to make this short video just for fun, and she put it on the video, and we found it, and then I asked her to come to Prague because she's from some small village, and came to Prague, and I was nervous if it will work. And she was incredibly good in acting. She's a really deep and her inner world is incredible, and she put much more from herself, her life, into the story at the end.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, you tried your luck using non-actors, because those guys were parkour athletes, if we can call them, but they're non-actors. How did you work with them in order to turn them into actors?
Yeah, especially with the girl, with the main actress, I'd like to rehearsal with her and with her mother, because her mother is a very well-known Czech actress, just to make them close, you know, and without some pressure for this young girl, which had no experience with the filming. But at the end, you know, the kids are incredible, because they understand very quickly what you want, and they understand the camera movement, and there was no problem with her. It was problem to make shots without the parkour at the end, because she want to be in movement every minute. But at the end, she also worked well with on these scenes.
The film narrates the story of this girl that has a family that is split. Her parents have separated, she lives with their mom and she goes with their dad sometimes. And she has a very strange inner life. Because her mind brings her to have visions and dreams even when she's awake. It is kind of like some kind of science fiction-y. Because it gives the movie a more supernatural, let's say, taste. Why did you choose that?
You mean this parallel dream world? Yeah, it's just because at the end the story is so simple. It's a simple romance about her, about this first crash, and the hopes and the message is that you can't own anybody at the end. But her desire and dreams are more about her inner secrets, you know. the dreams are at the start, they are more or less funny, you know, just crazy things, short thing, and then through the story starts to be more dangerous, more, you know, more about her real secrets, you know. the evil,
the dark side,
the dark side of her, and she's surprised by herself, and it makes her in her real life she follows those dreams, and it makes a big tension between the reality, between the dreams. Yeah.
My last question is about the look of the film. The film is gorgeously shot, and it's really slick and really beautiful, I mean, in terms of aesthetics.
Thank you.
I believe it was not that easy to shoot it this way, especially, like, for example, the very beginning when she is in the mountains climbing with her father, or the nice shot over the billboards through the city. So how did you make this, and why did you choose this specific aesthetical photography?
Yeah, from the start, it was a decision about the locations, because the story is set up in the Prague, you know, today's Prague, and the Prague has thousands of views. You know, it's possible to shoot to shoot there everything, and we would like to discover a different view of the city, and from the roofs and from this side. And it was the aesthetic goes really from the really big location scouting and how to build up this, you know, world, which is which makes a sense from the start to the end. Yeah. So it was definitely from the start, this visual side was so important for me to find the right way how to storytell.
Yeah, because you know, the visuals are, and are perfectly linked to
and the film,
kind of story.
Yeah, and the film is at the end, it's not a parkour video, you know. We know from the start we would like to show how they practicing video parkour, but from the background, you know, from not to make a video which is you know,
like a promotional video, parkour, yeah.
Because it's for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes, and we are boring at the end. So this world is different. Yeah.
Okay, so thanks very much, because we like the movie, and thanks a lot for having been with us. It was Peter
Okropets.
Thank you. Director of In Your Dreams from the Taormina Film Festival, Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.